With today's Fruit Grower Report, I'm Bob Larson. A bit of good news for the Washington wine industry as awareness of the state's unique viticulture and enology research program is growing steadily. Washington Wine Commission research manager Melissa Hansen says they've been surveying winemakers and growers for the past few years.
In the first year when we took the survey, that was in 2016, I've asked the same question, and it's sort of a two-part. One is, are you aware of viticulture and enology research for Washington state wine industry? That's just kind of, do you know that there is research done? And Then number two, the follow-up question is, are you aware of the targeted research program that the Wine Commission has instituted in the last couple of years?
And Hansen says it's continued from there.
And so we had a benchmark in 2016, and there are about 40% of the industry that was aware that the Wine Commission had a targeted research program, and 85% now are aware that the Wine Commission has a targeted research program.
She says so far they're pleased with the numbers.
It's up 60% from the first year, a big jump. And I think it's indicative that, you know, it's a new program. So everything we've done in the last 3 years has been groundbreaking new for the industry.
Hansen says it's a message the Wine Commission is serious about getting out to everyone involved. Listen tomorrow for more on the structure of the research program and who it may benefit most. Welcome back to another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent USA. Joining us again is Valent's Allison Walston, and this week we're breaking down bees and a new Twitter campaign.
So I've mentioned before about solitary bee / native bee / American wild bees and how important they are, along with honeybees and bumblebees. But now there's a campaign on Twitter to # know your wild bees, and we're going to share some of the 25 facts. Bob, you're up first.
Well, first, wild bees produce no honey, probably why they were never domesticated.
Only 1% of bees are not native for now.
Next, males do not help females, ever.
I set you up for that one. Most females are single moms who seal their children in cells and never return.
And carpenter bees have the world's largest insect egg.
10% of the 4,000 species haven't even been given names.
Well, thanks, Allison, but I think we're going to have to come up with some names we're going to save them. Join us again next time for another Fruit Bites brought to you by Valent. I'm Bob Larson.
From the Ag Information Network of the West, I'm Bob Larson with your Fruit Grower Report.